The Sfasemis shares a thought. In the beginning of the parsha, Yaakov comes to Har Maria and goes to sleep, and he has this tremendous chaloim where the Bereshit shows him Malachi Elokim, or the Miyardim boy. The Bereshit promises that he's going to take care of him. Yaakov, he gets scared. He says, most of us, we'd wake up and we would have gaiva. We would be like so happy. You know, look, I'm such a big tzaddik. I was zeichet this, or even if I don't, not gaiva, really simcha. I was zeichet to such a merit, to such a nevuah, to such a haftacha. So like, wow. And Yaakovino's reaction is a reaction of yira. So he points out that the Beis HaMikdash is built in this place. And the reason why the Mikdash was able to stand in that place is because of Yaakov Avinu was Kaveh Lamakum B'Yira. We find that Avraham Avinu was Behar Hashem Yira'eh. It's the Kaveh of Re'iyah. And the Makam is called Yerushalayim because it's Inyan of Re'iyah. The Hashem calls it Sholem, but Ravina calls it a makam of Re'iya, but it's also a makam of Yira. This is what Yaakovino's Kaveya. Why is that important? We say in Tilim, Yiras Hashem Tahara Umedes Lavad, the kach that something should last forever is rooted in the kach of Yira. Yira is when the person takes himself out of the picture, and only Kadosh Baruch Hu was in the picture. That's the true emissary at Madrega of Yira. That is once the human factor is removed, and you just have the true emissary awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is lo olam. It's forever. So it's interesting to think about the fact that when we think about Karbonus, which is the person is coming and presenting himself. An oila or shlomim, the person is presenting himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were. That's a seemingly an expression of ahava. I love Kadosh Baruch Hu so much. I want to become connected to him, etc. But that's not correct. The root of what it is the act of the negation of oneself in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yira is not negation of oneself. Yira is the connection that I have. Excuse me, Ava is the connection that we have. It's I'm not negated in a relationship, let's say a husband and a wife. It's not negation, it's connection. That's the kach of Ava. There are moments where a person needs to take himself out of the picture and just focus on the other person. That's a moment of Yira, that I'm taking myself out of the picture and just seeing the reality as it is. When Klal Yisrael was able to take themselves out of the picture and see the reality as it really is, that is something which is guaranteed to last forever, and that's the kach of a korban. So it's important to think about that the tefillah, which is b'makom a korban, and tefillah has tremendous elements of ahava in it. We express our love to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We say in Shema Ve'ahavta, but Shemoneh Esrei, which is the primary element of tefillah, everything else is like almost like a hakdamah to Shemoneh Esrei, is the moment where a person is bowing in submission to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The midah which is beikar expressed in tefillah is the midah of yira, is taking myself out of the picture. It's not so much what I want and what I need. It's recognizing that everything comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever I have is from Him. And therefore, if there might be needs that I have, but I must come and present it to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and He will give it to me as He sees fit. So there's a halacha that tefillah should be done as tefillah v'sachanunim, like a rush by a Pesach, that it comes to the as a impoverished person who has nothing and comes beseeching by the door. So yes, he's coming because he has needs, he's thinking about himself, but really he's coming and saying, I have nothing, I am nothing, I don't have anything which I have a right to even expect, but please give me. According, the Shabura points out, according to the Bach and others, this is ma'akev in tefillah. This is the definition of tefillah, is the the negation of oneself, the recognition of the negation of oneself. Rav Chaim Brisker is medayik in the Rambam that the tefillah is an act of immediately fnei hamelech. It's not immediately fnei ha'av. It's immediately fnei hamelech. It's something to think about. Have a good Shabbos.